Grammars have a property which we said is called recursion. It allows for sentences and phrases to be infinitely long by recycling the kind of rules that there are so that they keep coming back and allowing things to be longer. The obvious case is coordination, where you can just keep adding another phrase and then saying and another phrase and then saying and another phrase and then saying and I could go on like that forever. Embedding is the other thing where recursion takes place. So I can say the boy on the log in the lake by the shore, blah, 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 blah. And I can go on like that forever. We saw that word formation is also subject to recursion. Compound nouns can be made infinitely long by embedding one compound noun inside another. There are derivational suffixes which seem to allow other derivational suffixes to be added to them, which allow other derivational suffixes to be added to the base that they create, and so forth. This particular property of recursion is a property of the grammar. It's a property of the knowledge that people have when they know a grammar of a language. In practical terms, of course, recursion has limits on it. There are no words that are infinitely long, because otherwise you couldn't remember them. You have a finite brain. So, linguists usually make a distinction between what, for example, the linguist Noam Chomsky calls competence, which is the knowledge you have of the grammar of your language, and performance, what you are able to do with that knowledge. Well, because we tend to sleep normally at least once a day, the sentence that you start when you get up in the morning generally has to stop by the time you go to bed in the evening, and that puts an end to it. There is time for a full stop. Words are the same. You can put together quite long words, but normally there's a limit, and a brand new word you might decide after half a dozen compound nouns is enough to say what you want to say. The same is true of lexicalized phrases, the kind of phrases that we have when we, for example, greetings. A greeting isn't going to go on forever. If you've got it lexicalized, you say things like, hi, how things? How you doing? Are you okay today? Those are greetings, and you'll notice they're quite short and pithy, boring perhaps, but short. So there's a reason to suppose that while competence and recursion are related, and in fact a certain degree of recursion takes place when we put together new sentences and make up new words, in performance, recursion has a limit. There's only so far you're going to go before you stop.